Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. And coming to us from the NRA meetup in Indianapolis, Indiana, because he is a very loyal collaborator, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here. And it'd have been even better if I hadn't had 15 miles of bad traffic at the last before the motel.
Yeah, when you hit Indianapolis, things become a little confusing. And
oh, man, have they got this place tore up.
In 2019. Yeah, in 2019. It was tore up in 2019, too, but in 2019, when I got there, they had this, cloud burst, and it was so bad, the GPS went offline. All of them.
Oh, yeah. I had that happen in Dallas many times. All of a sudden, the GPS would say, "You're not on the map."
Yeah, it would show me driving off to the side in the grass or something. I was like, okay.
Yeah, just, you know, some blank area. It was like we were in the unexplored polar region.
I was lucky because I called the hotel and they actually talked me in. That was very lucky on my part. Anyway, you're at the NRA meeting and that's good. I wish I was there, but I'm not. So let's have a chat. And right off the bat, we have a polar bears story, which is the bestest kind of bear story because that is the biggest predator out there, right?
It is. And when I and colleagues started searching for bear defenses where pistols were used, where pistols were fired in defense against the bear, that's the major criteria to be included. Of course, they have to be documented too. They have to have a name, a place, a date. You know, the names can be redacted as long as we have some kind of official way to verify that there was a person or persons involved. They're real, and we have a place and a date. So we can be sure we're not duplicating anything. And initially, I thought we might get a few polar bear stories because, you know, they are a very fierce predator, and they don't seem to have any, they don't consider themselves to be naturally afraid of men. They're not considered to be naturally afraid of men because there's just so few people in their habitat. And that's what worked against us, too. We had very, very few polar bear defenses with pistols just because there aren't very many people up there. But then Amaland and I got lucky. And a little bit of skill was involved. And we found a database that had been collected by bear researchers in the United States, you know, with official government time, of conflicts of polar bears that had six or seven countries in it. And they had mined their records to come up with incidents where bears were in conflict of polar bears were in conflict with people. And they included many times the caliber and type of firearm that had been used. And we came up with a number of cases where pistols had been used in defense against bears. And many, I think most of those we came up with were in and around the Svalbard archipelago, which is administered by Norway. And it's well above the Arctic Circle. It's some of the most northern year-round inhabited places, and it has attracted, it's just naturally an attraction for polar bears, and they show up there in large numbers. And there are official records. Polar bears were commercially trapped and commercially hunted for a very long time. And there are records in of about 100 years, from about 1870s to the 1970s, of commercial polar bear trapping and hunting in Svalbard. And they collected about 300 polar bears a year for 100 years. So they took a lot of polar bears out of there, and that says to me that it was somewhat sustainable, because if you were killing off the polar bears after 20 or 30 years, there wouldn't be any left, or the take would decrease enormously. But they took about 300 every year for about 100 years. So in 1973, polar bears were put on endangered species list, and well, I don't know if the endangered species list existed exactly in 1973, but they were considered to be endangered, and hunting by international treaty was forbidden for commercial purposes. There's still some people that do it as part of their tradition, which is allowed, but this incident happened 30 years later than 73, it happened in 2003. Now, the Svalbard archipelago consists of a number of islands, and the biggest one has the biggest settlement called, I'm going to hopefully pronounce this correct, Longyearbyen. And the incident took place about 100 miles north of Longyearbyen, on the island, I guess there's other names for it, but Spitsbergen, and it took place at a place named called Ostfjordneset. So, Ostfjord would be like Westford, I think, from my limited knowledge of German, and this is in Norwegian, and they have some similarities. So, this particular incident was number 188 in our Freedom of Information Act request. And there was this couple, this family, a man, a woman, and two girls, had traveled by dog team to this remote house that they had in this little village of Ostfjordneset, and their names were redacted, so I have put in fictitious names into the incident, and I've edited it a little bit so it flows a little better because it's a translation from Norwegian.
Right.
So this is not an exact translation, but it's real close. I tried not to alter any pertinent facts. So here's what happened. They had this dog team, and they're approaching their house in this little tiny village. It's actually almost more of a trapper's camp. And there wasn't enough snow left between the ice on the fjord at the shore and the station that they were going to. So they left the dog team with the sledge. And the daughters ran up to the station at once without waiting for their parents. Now, we can all see this. You know, you drive into a car, it's a long drive, the kids get out and they run up to the summer cabin or whatever. It's just common.
Sure.
So they run up there, and when the father, who I've named him Arthur, arrived, when he came up there, the girls were standing and watching. There was food scattered around in front of the main building. And then one of the dog houses had been knocked over, and he thought there might be a bear around, but he wasn't sure. So he went around the building to look, and he just walked a few yards before he saw the side of a bear standing close to the building. So he
Hang on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten on location in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, he just got to Indianapolis, Indiana for the NRA annual meetings, and we're doing what we do. Having that discussion, we were just discussing a polar bear encounter from 2003, I believe it is. Once again, this happening in a place that looks like, I think it is Ossifjordneset in,
yeah, it's pretty close, I think.
Yeah. Norway. So,
any butchering of the
Norwegian names that occurs here? It is not our intention to do it. We're just trying to make it happen. So I had to interrupt you as we were going away. So if you want to pick it up where we were, please do.
All right. So this family had come up to their summer camp, a station some 100 miles north of the main settlement in the Svalbard archipelago, 100 miles. And it's, you know, it's extremely remote. And they get there by dog sled, and they notice that there's things have been torn apart. They think there's a bear. The father investigates a little bit and sees a bear, and he realizes everyone is in peril. It's a big polar bear, and he gets his family, gets them inside the main building. So he wanted to make sure that the bear did not get inside to the building they're in. And so he has a revolver, and he goes to the workshop that's apparently an outbuilding or an attached building, and he hears the bear rummaging, you know, making noises. And he wasn't sure if it was inside the woodshed or not. So he opens the door, and he has his revolver cocked and ready. And when he comes to the shed, he finds the bear is right there. Its head is already inside the window, and it's aggressive, and it's trying to get in. And he makes a quick decision, and he acts on instinct, and he shoots the bear in the head through the window of the woodshed.
Right.
So the bear pulls back out. You know, this all happens really fast, and he can't tell for sure if he hit the bear or not. So he goes outside, I imagine, with considerable caution.
Yeah.
And he sees the bear about 35, 45 feet away. And there's a lot of blood on its head. And apparently it's not moving around a lot. And he fires what I assume is the rest of the ammunition he had in the revolver, four more shots, toward the front end of the bear. With all the shooting, his wife comes out, and he tells her, get the shotgun. So after a little while, she comes back out. He checks the ammunition. The bear is obviously dead or dying by now because it's not getting away. It's just there. And he makes sure that the ammunition is slugged, and he fires two more shots into the body of the bear toward the heart to make sure that it's dead and it rolls over and dies. I mean, this is primal stuff. What can be more primal than a man using his weapons to defend his wife and children from an enormous hungry polar bear? I mean, it's something right out of, you know, caveman type scenarios. And so, we had a lot of polar bears in Svalbard, and the population has increased significantly since 1973. We figure that 1973 was probably the low point because that's when the protections were put on for polar bears. And the estimated population is somewhere around, in 2004, it was about 2,600 to 3,000 polar bears in that area. And estimates are hard to get because it seems like the experts don't want us to know how many bears have increased.
Right.
But as I mentioned before, in Svalbard, at the main settlement, you are not allowed by law to leave the settlement without an adequately powered firearm to protect yourself from polar bears. And they have actually said that since, and I think it was 73, since about that time, so that's about 50 years. No, 50 years. In that time, no one who was adequately armed has been killed or injured by a polar bear. And so that's about 50 years. And adequately armed, they consider to be a high-powered rifle, which I've looked at their energy figures, and it's about 308 Winchester or 7.62 NATO, whichever nomenclature you want to prefer. They're just slightly different. They're very close. That's about the low level. On up to in shotguns, they want you to have a 12 gauge. And then in pistols, it has to have at least the amount of energy of a 44 Magnum full power loading. And I believe some 41 Magnum loads would have that energy.
Right.
And for handguns, you have to show that you are proficient with the handgun. Usually, it has been that you showed you belonged to a pistol club, that you'd participated in either competitions or that you practiced regularly, that you could show them that you had done so. I recently read a source from Svalbard that says that they are cutting back on allowing people to carry pistols, probably because of politically correct pressure from the rest of the European Union, would be my guess. But we have a number of instances where people used pistols to protect themselves against polar bears successfully in Svalbard. But one of the rare failures of a pistol to protect against polar bears, one of the three that we have found, was when some people on a tour ship thought that a .22 pistol would be adequate, and their tactics left much to be desired. And although the bear was eventually killed, it killed one person and severely mauled another before the incident was over. So we consider that a failure.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. A .22 long rifle. We're coming up on the break. This article can be found at Amelan.com with well over another 2,200 plus just by Dean and Dean alone. The bear attack database now numbers 188. I don't know of anybody else who's done a study of this size or this depth looking at this particular subject than Dean. I hope you make
it. No, you just don't find it.
Yeah, I hope you make a book out of it. Yeah.
We include every case we can find.
Right.
Where a pistol was fired in defense against the bear. Every one. We don't make exceptions. There's a couple of cases where you just can't say if the pistol was effective or not.
Right.
You know, one case.
Well, hang on for me. We'll get into that when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. Breon Peace is a top federal prosecutor in New York.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. An Ohio grand jury is not going to bring charges against Akron police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Jaylen Walker. That shooting, which happened last June, involved 8 officers, 7 of whom were white, took place after Walker fled a traffic stop. Wall Street's kicking off a busy earnings week on a positive note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 100 points to 33,987. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 41,51. And the NASDAQ rose 34 points to 12,157. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten out there in Indianapolis, Indiana, fresh off of a and you just came off of a sort of a vacation with your grandkids. Yeah,
I did. I had a great time. I have been working on being able to take them out on a canoe on water in the Dallas area, and I finally overcame all the objections for safety, and I've been able to take two of them out on the water now, and it's a tremendous amount of fun. I much enjoy it.
Had to take care of the parents' concerns, huh?
Well, yes, and I mean it's understandable. I mean, if you look at how young children die, a lot of them die by drowning.
Yeah,
more commonly in their bathtubs or in a 5-gallon bucket than on a creek while canoeing, but, you know, I have proper safety equipment for them, and I spent more time in a canoe growing up than I did on a bicycle, so I think I have sufficient knowledge on how to handle a canoe on water.
The 5-gallon bucket thing is so dangerous for a child that even a 5-gallon bucket of sour cream has a lid on it secured that they cannot get into.
Well, and the thing is, it's mostly real young children that are just barely starting to stand up and toddle. And they see a lot of times people wash their car and they'll have a couple inches, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water in the bottom of the bucket. And the kid might see some suds or water and he's trying to reach it and bends over and bends over. And children of that age are kind of top heavy.
Yep.
And they don't have good balance and it falls in head first. And then they're upended, and they can't get their way out of the bucket, and their face is down underwater, and they drown. And there are more young children, more children under 5, by a considerable amount, die from drowning in 5-gallon buckets than die in accidents involving guns.
Well, speaking of guns, let's go back to guns in Norway, because I'm interested. Do they not consider a semi-automatic, like a 10-millimeter, is that not a good enough gun to go out into the wilds with, or do they
just... But they don't, it just doesn't meet their requirements for energy for polar bears. Another thing that's kind of interesting, they don't allow bear spray. They say bear spray is not considered to be known to be effective enough against polar bears.
Right.
Quite reasonably so, because polar bears are always found when it's fairly cold. And one of the problems with bear spray is when it's cold, it doesn't spray very well. The distance it can spray is severely limited, and the width of the spray is very limited. And that's test done and documented by one of the bear spray proponents. Of course, he interpreted it a little bit differently than me, and that's Tom Smith out of Brigham Young. His interpretation was, well, you really don't have to worry about a bear until it's within 5 feet of you, and the spray still works good out to 5 feet, so why wouldn't you use spray?
5 feet?
Yeah. I'm going, no, I wasn't talking to Tom. He was making comments on Alaskan public radio
right.
about grizzly bears, so it wasn't specifically about polar bears. But he has said spray is fine for polar bears, but it's, in my opinion, it's not. And in the opinion of the Svalbard government, it is not. It just doesn't have the range, and it's just not effective enough. It can work. There are instances where spray has been used effectively against polar bears. In this Freedom of Information Act request, there were a couple of incidents where spray appears to have worked. When it was relatively warm in the summer and the bears did not seem particularly aggressive or bent on getting food, if there's just a very inquisitive bear, bear spray may work. But it's not something I'd want to bet my life on. It isn't as if we don't have plenty of polar bears. The polar bear populations have been increasing enormously. I think anybody who's interested in the subject, wants to learn facts about it, should go to Susan Crawford's site. She's a noted biologist and researcher, and she has created a site called Polar Bear Science, and it talks about the uncertainties in the populations and how we know for certain the populations have rebounded enormously since 1973, and polar bears just simply are not endangered.
Right.
And this idea that the climate is endangering them doesn't follow from the research, which is at least what Susan says, and I think she's correct, which is why we see almost no published polar bear population data for about the last 10 years.
Right. So with bears, do bears ever get sick, like become rabid? Or do they ever get in a state where...
They can, but I have never heard of a polar bear being rabid, but black bears, I've heard of black bears being rabid. That... And it's not unreasonable to expect that a grizzly bear could be rabid, too. But the only cases that I can say that I've read of for certain is I believe that there are cases where black bears have been rabid. So I can't swear about grizzlies or polar bears.
Right.
But they're just so much less common than the black bear. There's probably 100 black bears for every grizzly in the lower 48. Let's see, 100? No, make that like 200. So there's a lot of black bears. And they encounter other animals. And some places, rabies are in populations, like they may be in foxes or skunks. And if the bear gets bit by one of those mammals when it's in a when it can transmit rabies, it's possible for the bear to get rabies. But it seems to be uncommon. I often hear about rabid coyotes, even bobcats. Of course, dogs, skunks are not uncommon. I think bats are a reservoir for rabies in a lot of places. So it's just, there aren't very many situations where a skunk is going to be able to bite a polar bear enough to transmit the rabies germ through its saliva into the bear's bloodstream. But it could happen. I mean, it's not impossible. And apparently it does every now and then.
I would imagine a rabid grizzly bear would be quite the thing to deal with.
I think it would be bad. I think it would be very bad. So, but we, I have been, you know, one of the species I was surprised, and I've written stories about happened twice that I know of. You had rabid beavers. And the beavers would attack people who were swimming or even like in canoes in their pond.
Wow.
Yeah. It amazed me when I found that. And of course, we also, the rabid bobcats, they're particularly nasty because they, you know, they've got claws on all their feet and they bite at the same time. And while they're not a huge animal, they can be, you know, 20 pounds. And think of a bobcat, you know, biting and tearing at you because it is insane with this rabies disease. I mean, they're just hard to get off of you without getting bit. You know, the stories I've heard is people will grab them and tear them off a person, of course, that creates some wounds there.
Yeah.
And throw them away. And the last case I noted of it, the person, I believe his wife was being attacked, and he grabbed the bobcat and threw it, and it was stunned on the ground, and before it could get up and get away, he pulled out his pistol and shot it.
Right. Hang on right there, if you will, one more time for me. Everything we're discussing is off of one of his latest article at Amaland, where there's well over 2,200 others just by him. The biggest website of its type on the planet, Amaland.com. He is in Indianapolis, but we will be right back at least one more time. Just cause. This is Lock and Load.
Let's see.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. And talking to Dean Weingarten, he is in Indianapolis, Indiana at the moment. And one of your latest articles was, you normally do a month-end NICS check, which we don't normally look at just because it's numbers. But, I mean, this is actually a story that has been developing for years, going back to the time of Obama. What are we finding?
Well, NICS stands for National Incident Background Check. That was put into effect during the Clinton administration, and about the same time, it's called the Brady Bill, that the assault weapons ban was put into effect. And while I don't agree with having this system, which was, my belief is the intention was to set up a national registration system, but it does give us numbers that we can see what is happening nationally,
right,
with gun sales. And there has been an enormous bump up in the last few years in firearm sales. And the last 4 years of the highest firearm sales for March are 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. Now, 2013 comes very close. It's the fifth highest with 1.47. And that's because 2013, we had that Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, and the Democrat Party, their media allies, and President Obama pulled out all the stops to try to get a national registration.
Yeah, then April they tried to do that.
And many people on our side, many people I respect, said we can't win this. I mean, people are staunch supporters of the Second Amendment, and they were willing to make compromises to try to get a little bit better deal. But I remember at the time, I said, we can win this. We just have to fight.
Right.
And fight we did, and we did win. And I think that was a major turning point in the battle to restore Second Amendment rights. And one of the things that the left has claimed over the years is they claim again and again and again that very few people, you know, actually own firearms. Maybe only, you know, 40 million people in the U.S. have firearms, or 30 million. They just own a lot of them apiece. But normal people don't own firearms. Well, the data that we have from NICS is showing that's all a crock and was always a lie. And we have had a lot of new gun sales and new members of the gun culture. And there's probably in the neighborhood of 100 million gun owners, maybe more, because we can measure easily over 80 million. And there are people who don't like to say they're gun owners. And it's not hard to understand why. And the only way we can measure actual ownership is by surveys. But when you look at the sales, it's incredible. We've added about 100 million guns in just the last few years.
Right.
And the estimate for the total number of privately owned guns in the United States is over 490 million. I used a method put together by a couple of leftist scholars back in 1960s. They started it. And then people might recognize the name of Gary Kleck. He's probably the top scholar in the field. He's a criminologist down in Florida. He's retired now. He wrote a book trying to quantify the number of guns in America. And then so he just used the same number, the same method they did, and ran it up to 1981. And then I've taken it from 1981 and run it up to about 3 years ago, because it depends on using import and export numbers that the ATF collects and also manufacturing numbers. And the ATF doesn't release those numbers for 2 years. So you can never get closer than about 2 years with the ATF data. It just, we just don't have it. It doesn't exist. Or at least they don't release it. Maybe if you're inside the ATF, you could get a peek on it before it's released. But what it appears is that we have these hundreds of millions, in the last couple of decades, hundreds of millions of more guns have been added. And a significant, in the last 5 years, a large number of the people who are buying those guns are new gun owners. And there's numbers from California. In fact, it stems from one of the Second Amendment cases that was being handled by Judge Benitez, who's been a stalwart judge in restoring Second Amendment rights. And he ordered the state of California to put forward the numbers they had about new gun owners for 2 years. Let's see, which years were they? I think 14, 15, but I'd have to go to the article. I don't have it right in front of me. And those years showed that new gun owners were in the neighborhood of about, as I recall, 25% of the total purchasers of firearms. Well, if you sell 100 million guns and 25% of them are new gun owners, that's 25 million new gun owners. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's why I say I believe the number of total gun owners in the United States is probably over 100 million. Now, remember, these are adults. These are people who vote. Felons are not allowed to legally have guns.
Right.
So we're talking about in the neighborhood, I don't think it's any less than 100 million potential voters that are gun owners.
Which is a very sizable voting block, yeah.
Huge political block.
Yeah.
That's more than half the voters that voted in the last presidential election. Of course, some of them don't vote.
Yeah.
Some of them do not. Or vote Democrat, hard to understand, but, you know, they don't all aren't as informed as this audience is. Many of them watch TV exclusively.
Right. Yeah, so, getting all of your information from the magic box can cause a lot of issues.
Oh, it's gotten worse and worse and worse in the last 20 years, no question. In terms of if you only get your information from TV, I think you're very poorly informed today. It probably wasn't so bad in 1965 or 70, perhaps. But I think it really started going downhill at that time. It seems like we turned a corner then when many, many people during the Vietnam War decided that a world government would be better than having a U.S. government. And a lot of those people were in the television networks.
Yeah.
I know it seems incredible. It was incredible when I found out that Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America back in the 60s, was a lifelong communist. But that's what he reported in his autobiography, as I recall.
Right.
I mean, so this misinformation and disinformation from the mainstream media in the United States has been occurring for at least 50 years. Probably longer.
Yeah. Uncle Walter was always such a disappointment.
You know, I'm going to put in a little plug here because I've been having fun with a Kel-Tec product. And they have been selling huge numbers of pistols as part of these sales that are going on. Now, I can't find their numbers. But I shot the P-17. I really like it. And I was talking to someone at Kel-Tec. I can't give a name. But the numbers, they didn't tell me that Kel-Tec had produced 250,000 pistols. But the numbers they gave me added up to 250,000 of them.
Right.
In the last 3 years. That's a very good run for any pistol.
Any pistol.
And they're just popular as can be.
Yep.
Run about a little over $200 a piece.
Yep. There's some very good value pistols out there. Taurus makes the G3 series.
Oh, the TX-22 is a wonderful pistol. Yep. I've written about it, too.
Yep. We're running out of time. Dean, you have a very good time at the NRA annual meeting. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
I always enjoy it. And I'm sure we'll do more.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, we will. And I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. You've heard me say this before. That's because it hasn't changed yet. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.